All right, so coming back down a little bit when it comes to the size, or maybe not the size of the car, but price of the car and yet getting a good value when it's all said and done, you drove a 2025 Toyota Crown Nightshade Edition. So first off, for a lot of people that may not know, what is a Toyota Crown?
Yeah, so folks, a Toyota Crown is kind of, it's a sedan, but it's got a little bit taller of a profile that kind of fits like an SUV size. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, and they're not going to say this, but it's kind of like a little bit larger of a Camry, right? And the Camry's even a large
sedan. It's kind of an SUV Camry in a way, right?
It kind of is, and maybe they don't like me saying that.
But it's a hatchback in the back, so you've got a little bit more storage capabilities in regards to the flow through that you don't get. Yeah, I know you can flip seats down and so on in a sedan, but the reality is it does give you more of that SUV feel.
It does, and again, but at the same time, that it's not super big.
No,
it doesn't take away from your viewing angles. And actually, I think it's a really good looking car. In fact, I think it's especially with the nightshade package, which let me tell folks what that gives you. It gives you dark badges, black door handles and exterior mirrors, 21-inch matte black wheels, and dark window and exterior trim. One nice thing, Dad, about the Crown is they are all hybrid. Hybrid technology, mm-hmm. right? So it's 42 and 41 for miles per, for average,
right.
41. Something about the hybrid, and we've talked about this on Toyota's other hybrid vehicles, man, it just feels like these cars just go, right? And what I mean by that is, yeah, they've got a little bit more get up and go. I just mean they go for a long time. And actually driving a hybrid Toyota this weekend that we'll actually get to here in a few weeks, and just with that hybrid technology, you could just get, I don't know the exact numbers. It feels like you get 20% more on a tank of gas. And I don't
I think
know
you're
if
about
that's
right.
exact.
No, I think that's about right. That's pretty close.
I'm just telling you how it feels out there. And so for folks that are, you're out there, this car as a sedan with a standard fuel tank will easily go, I would say, about 400 miles on a tank of gas, which for a sedan, Dad, is really, really great. And again, around here, and like you say, sleek styling. It's got plenty of room in the back. I know that I set some different boxes in the back as I was kind of toting this around. There's plenty of room for the kids. I know we talk about that a little bit, and you kind of sort of roll your eyes at times. But it matters, especially for folks that in an urban environment. It gives you enough space with some creature comforts that you want. I encourage folks to check this out. It's, again, hybrid powertrain producing about 340 horsepower. Dad, you can get this, and the last thing I'll say, starting at about 42 for the XLE, and the Platinum gives you about 56. This Nightshade was just under 50 the way it was equipped. So encourage folks, get out. I actually think you'll see some of these on the lot. Again, 2025 Toyota Crown. Let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.